Hey there, blogging ladies. Welcome back to another video episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Yes, this is another video. I just really love doing these right now, so I'm going to continue to do them. But for starters, this episode is going to talk about conducting thorough blog post research, and we're going to dive super deep into getting to know your audience and competitor research and writing really good blog posts. So stay tuned for this. But before we dive in, I want to talk to you guys about the course that I mentioned in here a lot. This is a lesson that's taken out of the blog traffic course that I have within the membership. When you join my membership, you get access to all of my courses. I literally have like 6 courses in there. So if you want to join the membership, go down below and join. But I'm going to show you a little bit of the behind the scenes of the membership. So this is the membership. When you get inside, you have a little bit of like onboarding steps. And you have like a little welcome video. You can introduce yourself. You know, learning how to navigate the membership and so on. You have the free starter blog course that you can also sign up to below if you want to get inside of here. Everything else will be locked for you, but you will have access to this free course. This is what it's going to look like for you. It has 91 lessons. However, just the four of the modules are open for you. When it gets into SEO, then you have to join the membership. But four modules of starting a blog is here for you. And then you have the 4 updated courses that I built within the, or within 2023. I just built these this year. Start a blog course, design your blog, organize your blog, drive traffic to your blog, and make money blogging. They're not all finished, but I work on them every single week and I deliver new lessons to you every week. You also have a chat hub and an engage hub. So community chat, celebrate. And then you have this behind the scenes of Jen's business. So I take you through, you know, behind the scenes videos, audios. I give you resources and I do this very often. You also have weekly calls with me. This membership is only $33 a month. So like I said, you can join this below, but you have access to group blog coaching calls with me every single week. We have group blog coaching calls, office hours every week. So if you want to come and ask me questions live, then join, because like this is super helpful. This is for me to help you get your blog started and answer any questions that you have or strategize with you. This is literally like a strategy call, but you're only paying $33 a month for it. And I'm raising the price very, very soon around the holidays. So you also have monthly membership masterclasses. You have ask questions section. You have get feedback from me. So you can insert, you know, market research survey or branding or anything that you want. I am going to be doing some boot camps. Sneak peek. This is a little teaser, but I will be doing some boot camps that dive super deep into a micro topic that we're going to learn about for your blog. And it's going to be like super, super fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. So if you want to join that too, you just join the membership for $33 a month below. This is super, super valuable to bloggers. I highly recommend that you join, and not just because it's my own, but I truly made this to help you like on another level. So yeah, join. Let's get into that episode though. And yes, so today we're going to be talking about conducting thorough blog post research. Welcome to lesson 4. We're going to be talking about conducting thorough blog post research. So by the end of this lesson, you will understand the importance of thorough blog post research, be able to identify your target audience's pain points and goals, and effectively research your competitors' content online to enhance the quality and relevance of your blog posts. Research is a fundamental step in creating high-quality, engaging blog posts. It helps you tailor your content to your audience's needs and ensures that you stand out amongst your competitors. So in this lesson, we're going to be exploring two aspects of blog post research. Number one is identifying your audience. You want to identify their pain points, the specific challenges and issues that your audience faces. And to do this, you need to identify their pain points, like specific problems, their frustrations, concerns that they have in your niche. But you also need to go deeper, actually, than that. So go deeper than this. You want to... If you can video record somebody struggling with their pain points, okay, if you can videotape it, then how is it going to look? You want to get into the minds of them. What are they truly thinking? What are the thoughts that come in their head? What are the moments that they have on a daily basis that you can capture and explain and make them think, oh my gosh, she's in my head. It looks like it literally seems like she's videotaping me because... You know, she knows me so well. So this is how deep you want to know your ideal blog reader, because they're going to be a client, you know, and you want to speak to these pain points, not in a way that like pushes people away, but you still want to speak on them. So you build your authority in your niche. And so they feel like you know them, because when they feel like they know, like that you know them, they can connect with you on a deeper level. And that's what gets people to buy from you and like really connect with you and reach out and accept and read your blog posts and become a loyal blog reader. So number two, we want to discover their goals. Knowing your readers' aspirations and goals is equally important. Understanding what they want to achieve can guide your content to provide solutions or guidance. So as equally as important as identifying the pain points are and speaking on those, you also want to discover their goals and really know like what their goals are, and not just on the, okay, I know their goals. Their goals are to start a blog. Their goals are to monetize their blog. That's basic. You do not want basic. You want to go deeper. If you can capture their goals in a videotape, what does it look like? You want to explain that in super detail. Now, all of this is going to be within the step one course, the Blog Launch Lab, that you can go to. If you haven't taken that course yet, if you haven't gone through the step one course yet, I highly recommend that you go back, because you're not going to be able to ever grow your blog traffic or grow your blog if you do not understand the foundations first. So if you're sitting here like, oh, I totally skipped to this course because I really want to grow my blog traffic, but if you don't know your audience on this deeper kind of level, go back. All of that step one course, like all the content that I put in there, is super, super important, because I wouldn't put it in there if it's not. So you need to go back and you need to do the foundations first if you want to grow your blog. So how do you research your target audience? Go back to that market research lesson in step one course, and you can, I give you all these market research tools and tips that you can use to go and research your audience's pain points and your goals. And basically it's like, you know, putting together a survey and sending it out and getting people to fill out that survey by offering them a Starbucks gift card or something. Doing that market research, calls, speaking to your ideal person. That's what you want to do. You want to be like regularly speaking to that ideal person that we have put together, that ideal blog reader avatar that we're speaking to. The perfect person that we want to read our blog. The number one person that we are helping. So let's move on. Number two, analyzing competitors' content. So identifying your competitors. So begin by identifying who your main competitors are in your niche or your industry. These are blogs or website with similar content to yours, but also a similar domain authority to yours. So if you go over to Uber Suggest, you're going to be able to find out who... or like what your domain authority is currently. And if you're just starting out and you barely have any content on your website, it's probably a very low domain authority. How do we grow the domain authority? By getting backlinks. And the more backlinks that you have and the more content that you have on your website, Google is going to continue to raise that domain authority. So if you want to be guest, you want to be guest blogging on other people's websites to build that authority. So we want to be looking at similar content and a similar domain authority, because they are not our competitors if they have a higher domain authority than us. So let's say you have, let me put an example here. You have a domain authority of 4, okay? But you see a competitor who has similar content to yours, but their authority is 54. They're not actually a competitor. They are not your competitor. Your competitor will have no more than a 31 domain authority. Don't go higher than a 31 domain authority. If you want to actually view somebody as your competitor, then don't go over 31. Like, they cannot have a over 31 domain authority if yours is 4, right? So if yours is like 10 or above, you can go to like 40. If it's like 20 or above, you can go to like 60. You know what I mean? So use UberSuggest to find out your domain authority. And yes, so identify your competitors that way. And of course, similar niche, similar content, etc. You know. So content gap analysis. So now you want to examine their content and understand what topics they are covering and how they approach them. And those little messages behind how they approach them. Identify gaps or areas where you can find unique insights or perspectives. For example, when I was first starting out and I started doing my competitor research, I noticed that all blog coaches and everybody who speaks about blogging out there says, start a blog with WordPress, blah, blah. And monetize with affiliate marketing and ads, blah, blah. You know, and I say, no, my unique approach is that I do not believe that you should monetize with affiliate marketing and ads. Number one, ads is stupid. Just never post those ugly ads on your website if you do not have significant amount of blog traffic coming. Or affiliate marketing, you can of course use affiliate marketing still, but you don't want to put all of your eggs in that basket because it requires you to have a lot of blog traffic and it's just not realistic to most people. I make way more money than I could ever did with affiliate marketing and ads, just focusing on those. I make way more money than that because I focus on my SEO, my content, giving value to my readers. I don't even get that much blog traffic, to be honest. What I do get is targeted blog traffic, targeted people. And my message is really a part of that because I teach a different approach and people like that. People like when you're unique, when you have unique messages, when you stand out from the rest or do things differently from the rest. So identify the gaps where you can offer, you know, different ways of approaching things and insights, perspectives, or just a different way of doing things because this is going to help you stand out from the rest of your competitors. Content quality. So evaluate the quality of their content such as writing style, visuals, and formatting. Use this analysis to improve your own content. So how are they going to be structuring their blog posts? Do they use like, you know, lines or spaces before their headings? How are they structuring their content and how can you make yours better? And how can you improve yours? Because Google SEO, or when you're trying to improve your SEO, Google is going to evaluate that and they're going to see, is your content better than your competitors? That's what the goal here is. You want to create better content than your competitors if you want to rank on Google. You want to structure your content in a way that is better than your competitors. You want to add more keyword, or like you want to structure your keywords in a way that is better than your competitors. You want to write longer and more thorough and detailed blog posts better than your competitors. And this is why it's so important to do that competitor research so you know what's out there. So every time you go and write a blog post, you want to do this competitor analysis. See what blog posts are out there that are already written that are ranking on the number one page of Google, that they are your competitor, that they have the similar domain authority as you, and then go and write a better blog post than them, which we will look at within this course. Audience engagement. So look how the readers engage with their content through comments, social shares, and other metrics. This can reveal what resonates with the audience. So, you know, like if your competitor has an Instagram, what content are they posting on their Instagram? And what content are they posting on their blog that people are engaging with? That people are going and they're commenting on their blog post, and then they're going and they're liking and saving and commenting on their Instagram posts. Look at what content that people are really liking and sharing and engaging with, because you want to write similar content, but you want to write better. You want to make it better, more unique. You know what I mean? So here are your action tasks. Do your audience research. Conduct research to identify the points and goals of your target audience. If you do not know how to do this, please go to the step one course, because it really truly is all of your foundations. Go back and then you can come back to the blog traffic course, you know what I mean? But go back to that Start a Blog course, because it's so important. This can involve surveys, social media listening, studying forums and communities in your niche. That's what I do a lot. I go to the blogging communities and I see what people are asking for. I see what questions people are actually having. And then I do social media polls a lot. Competitor analysis. Select a few competitors and analyze their blog content. Take notes on what they cover, how they structure their posts, any unique approaches that they use. Study all of it. And don't just study one, study like four, three or four. Questions to reflect on. Audience research. What pain points did you discover in your audience research, and what are the common goals and aspirations of your target readers? Competitor analysis. What insights did you gain from analyzing your competitors' content? Are there content gaps that you can fill with your blog posts? Or with content in general, with your message in general. In conclusion, I have a code here for GIF that I put. In conclusion, in this lesson, we've emphasized the critical role of research in creating successful blog posts by understanding your audience's pain points and goals, and by conducting thorough competitor research, you're better equipped to produce content that resonates with your readers and distinguishes you from your competitors. So, do that research, and this wraps up the lesson. So, I will see you in the next lesson.